So the prayers say, O Guru Vajrapani, synthesis of all Buddhas, please bestow upon my body, speech and mind the special power to transform them into a Buddha's body, speech and mind, and pacify all outer and inner obstacles. Okay? So this is a simple request, isn't it? This is very clear. We are requesting him to bestow upon our body, speech and mind. And at this stage we should try to remember that we are talking about our subtle body, a very subtle body and very subtle mind. This is where we need the power. It says, special power to transform them into a Buddha's body, speech and mind. So this body, I said yesterday, we cannot transform into a Buddha's body. Our normal samsaric body is impure, impossible. But we have a very subtle body, a very subtle wind on which rides our very subtle mind, the basis for imputing, the very subtle eye, the basis for from which our very subtle speech develops. This proceeds from life to life. This body doesn't, as you know. And so when we're making the prayer, we should be thinking, try to think quite subtly. I want this power to come. Of course, we can receive onto our gross body, it doesn't matter, but we want it to come into our very subtle body, speech and mind and give us this power to transform our mind into this power, this ability to destroy our delusions. So, in Buddha's tantras, if you have the opportunity to study the tantras with a qualified teacher on your teacher training program in your center, then you will see that there are a vast amount of teachings, huge quantity of explanations about how we make progress on our spiritual training, on our spiritual path, according to Buddha's tantric teachings. So we need to do that. We need to study, to train in those teachings, of course. But we also need these powerful blessings. All the study in the world will not take us to enlightenment. Powerful blessings will definitely take us to enlightenment. So this is the time when we're making these requests, when we need to really strengthen our faith, okay? Then the blessings come. So you know this analogy, we use this all the time. We shine the sun of our faith on the snow mountain of our spiritual guide. Yeah, so this is an analogy, okay? Our faith is not the sun. But we understand about the sun. When the sun shines in the middle of the day on a huge snow mountain, then huge amounts of water, and the snow melts and all the water comes down into the rivers, goes to the ocean like this. So, of course, in the morning, the first thing in the morning, the sunlight is very weak. It has no power. And so it doesn't melt much snow. Later on in the day, it's quite strong. So our faith needs to be like this, afternoon sun or something, which has strong power, you know. So at this stage, if you have time, either before or during reciting these words, we should be strengthening our faith. It's very single-pointed concentration on our guru and generating powerful faith. If we do this, there's no doubt, strong, powerful, water-like blessings will pour into our mind and we will receive the benefits, immediately receive the benefits of our Dharma seeds being, moisturized and starting to grow, develop, you know, into realizations. Anyway, so just can't underestimate the power of making requests. If we have strong faith, like the Tibetans, for example, many, many Tibetan people were completely unable to do studies. They couldn't go to monasteries and learn all this stuff. But they had powerful faith in their teachers, even though they didn't have much education. They had such faith in their precious teachers, and through this faith they receive strong blessings, make quick spiritual progress. We Westerners, we're a little bit opposite. We study a lot, but we don't have much faith. We don't sort of make much effort in requesting. Actually, Western people, I think, sometimes a little bit afraid to request. Don't ask, you know. Just something like that is wrong, isn't it? Mistake to do this. So this is making requests. So what happens if we do all this? Amazing things happen. It says here, receiving blessings and purifying. And the words say, through my making sincere requests in this way, infinite rays of blue, yellow, white, red, and green wisdom light radiate from Guru Vajrapani's body, filling my entire body from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Wow. Okay. So Buddha Vajrapani is still in front of us, Guru Vajrapani. We've made this request. Now what does he do? He sends these powerful rays of light, these five coloured rays of light, which actually represent his five wisdoms, his five omniscient wisdoms. You know, like on our temples, we have the golden vajras, don't we, with the five prongs on the golden vajra. This symbolises Buddha's five omniscient wisdoms, which are the result of him purifying his five aggregates. So we now he's giving this to us. He's pumping this wisdom into us. And this light is filling our entire body. So what do you think happens to an ignorant body like this, a body that's developed from ignorance, when it receives the power of Buddha's wisdom directly into it? It disappears.